Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com joins us now. Bobby, I'm steamed up for the lineup. Dylan Cruz leadoff, James Wood batting second. Let's let the kids play baseball, huh?
Yeah, this is exciting. I mean, looking at those two names at the top two spots kind of gives you the vibe that we had on Tuesday night, or Monday, I guess it was, when Dylan made his debut and J.D. Martinez put him right between C.J. Abrams and James Wood. You kind of wish that C.J. was performing a little bit better so he could stay in there and still have those three going up there at the top of the lineup, because ideally, you know, some configuration of those three is going to be your top of your order in the years to come. But yeah, Dylan Cruz had a great night last night, his second game, did his first two hits, stole a bag, scored a run, made some impressive plays in the outfield as well. So yeah, let the kid hit and lead off and see if he can get on base ahead of James Wood.
The way we'll remember it is they were two line drive ropes into the gap and not a ball that went 4.5 feet and was kind of a squibber, like a mass sail, like a pool trick shot that he ended up beating out to first, Bobby. But, I mean, to me, last night was perfect, because I was saying this earlier to Grant. Everything that he does, right, I don't think there's one super incredible skill, but it's all good. And you saw all of the good things last night. He checked pretty much every box you can check as a ball player.
Correct. Everything he does is good. Is maybe even above good. He does everything right now at like a B level, and with the potential of being A plus at everything. You know, he's not going to have the natural power that James Wood has, but that's okay. You don't need him to. You need him to get on base, be quick. And he even said after the game that, like, you know, he really likes how the Nationals have an aggressive approach, because that's how he likes to play. He likes to, you know, hit balls in the gap and turn singles into doubles. He likes to steal bases. He likes to be aggressive in the outfield. So I think what we saw last night just kind of showed a little bit of everything he did. The two things that really stood out to me from Dylan last night was, one, on that, you know, chopper bunt single, when the throw to first got away from the first baseman, Dylan, while his helmet was coming off, just threw off his helmet and took off for second. Like, how many times have we seen CJ, James, Louie, you know, try to keep the helmet on and slow up, trying to get to second, get thrown out? He just said, nope, I don't need it. I'm going to run to second base. And then that catch in the ninth in that corner over there in right field, where there's a little angle that comes out. We've seen guys who have played that outfield 100,000 times have struggled with that angle. And he came in, made the catch, and made a spin and was ready to throw back into the infield with guys on base. So those two really stuck out to me, not even the double to lead off the night, but those two plays really stood out to me last night.
There's going
to
be ebbs and flows for everybody. James Wood's been splendid. The numbers are really good, and yet, you know, he's 0 for his last three games. He's 2 for his last 16. I thought he got screwed a couple times last night. I thought he should have gotten a hit on the error where he with his speed, forced the fast throw and beat a play out. That was an errant throw off the bag. And then secondly, he got called out on strikes on a play that was several inches, a pitch, you know, well off the plate in. I guess I just have to get over it with him. But I'm telling you, because of his size, I really believe this, it messes with umpires. There's been pieces written about this with Aaron Judge and how many low strikes and just bad strike calls against him have happened. Umpires are not used to the strike zone being what it's supposed to be when James Wood is at the plate or something. But this guy gets more balls called strikes against him than anybody I've seen with the Nats in a while.
Right, and I think the last person that got called, you know, balls against strikes like that was, you know, hate to bring it up, but Juan Soto early in his career. I mean, Juan Soto had such a great eye at the plate, and when he was a rookie, he wasn't getting calls. He wasn't getting the benefit of the doubt from umpires. And now we see later in his career, he's really established himself as one of the best eye at the batter's box. So if Juan Soto doesn't swing at the ball, it's probably not a strike. And I think James Wood has a very similar eye at the plate right now. And I know which pitch you're talking about where he got completely screwed, and that was not even close to being a strike. I think James has done a really good job of staying level-headed, staying within himself, not expanding his zone. He knows what he's looking for, and I think you live with those, unfortunately, for right now in his rookie year. But as his career progresses, he's going to start getting those calls, because hopefully either we'll have robotic umpires or umpires will have adjusted to his size.
Bobby, super quick. Batting average, .296, .308, and .330. That's not a guy that's getting hot. That's batting average allowed by Mackenzie Gore in the months June, July, and August, respectively. His stuff is too good for that, man. What have you seen?
I've seen him be better his last two outings. I know that one inning in the sixth against Philadelphia kind of got away from him, but he was solid in Atlanta. after giving up that leadoff home run to Michael Harris, the second, I believe it was. You know, six innings, just that one run, no walks, which was huge, I think, for him. You know, he needs to attack the Yankees. You know, it's kind of crazy to say, but like how Patrick Corbin attacked him last night, you know, using his, all three of his pitches, maybe incorporating his changeup a little bit more, trying to set them up, keep it low and away from those big power bats, and trying to paint those corners and make them chase his stuff. Because if Patrick Corbin can do it, you're right, Mackenzie Gore has better stuff at this point than Patrick Corbin does, so he should be able to do it as well. We know he likes to get up for these big kind of games. The Yankees definitely fit that criteria, so hopefully he can harness that and have a good night tonight.
I always say that with their young pitchers. Do it like Patrick Corbin did. You know what I mean?
You know.
The way he did it.
Follow that example.
Get out of my mouth, guys. Trust me.
It's so funny. Bobby, thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
See you, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
He was masterful last night. Corbin, not Bobby, but Bobby.
I thought Bobby was great.
Bobby probably was really good, too.
The shtick in the elevator on the way up, remember that?
That was very good
shtick. How funny was he?
Bobby's the best.
He's got like 19 seconds and he crushed.
Bobby from the bullpen.
Bobby Blanco.